Welcome back on AM 1340 WLEW. Back here live on location at Kingsville High School, and right back to action. A little bit of technical issues. Our board had shorted out, Mikey.
Shorted out in the rain.
So thankfully, I brought it back up using the thumb tailgater soundboard here.
Hopefully the rain quits and we don't get that one shorted out on us.
And right now, Casey Eagles on offense here. After they've opened up with receiving the kickoff, and apparently the Eagles able to stop them to turnover and downs here. And now on offense, it's starting to move the ball a little bit. Right now, the Kingsville Eagles at the 50-yard line. They're down against the Akron-Fargo Vikings, 30-0 right now.
They do face a short third and one on this, right at midfield, as you said, Eddie.
I think this is the hardest game we're multi have ever done, Mikey.
This is tough.
Quite challenging. Next year, they'll have a press box, they promised us.
Yes.
And from Kennedy, up the middle. Good run there by Simmons. He gets the first down. He's running around the field and pushed out of it. Number three in the Akron-Fargo Vikings, Brendan Myers. And also number eight, Nick McGuire.
I could go from the 50-yard line all the way down to the 27. We had a nice pickup of about 23 yards on that.
The fans very excited to see some offense coming out of the halftime talk here. 8:43 to go here. Double set wide receivers on the left, shotgun position for Kennedy. Has an open man. Oh, and he took his eye off the ball there, Mike. He had it right in his hand.
Right at the last second, you see him start to look upfield before he had the ball, looks into his hands.
Kennedy getting the call from the sideline from the head coach, Drew Lepick. Challenging conditions here for both teams. 8:39 to go here. The ball was stopped due to the incomplete. 30-0, 8:39 to go. The Vikings with the lead against the Eagles. They're hoping to get on the board here and driving down the field. Track of position for Kennedy. Has it. Number 12 finally catches that one. That was on second and 10. Maybe gain of a couple of yards there.
Tim Sable right there from his outside defensive back position.
Well, you're gonna make McGee a fish dinner after this, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're going to do something after this.
We will. We will.
Oh. So third down, 11 to go. Ball is going to be set right at about the 28 now. Clock is running though. 8:05 to go here in the third quarter.
I think we have a nothing. Breaking the rain.
For now, but the wind's still there.
There you go, shotgun position for Kennedy. Looking down the field, they've been throwing the ball into the end zone. Goal! And he had it in his arms. And the Stark would not drop the baby into the arms of number 12.
He had it right there. He had a chance on it.
Chase
Flowers.
Oh, that was right in the end zone. He almost had it there, Mikey, for the first score for the Kingsville Eagles. 30-0. Vikings lead. It'll be fourth down. Okay. For the Kingsville Eagles offense. The ball at about the 28-yard line, it looks like.
Yep. He had his opportunity. Let's see what they're going to have this time. They're going to have two receivers out to their left. He does a fake handoff to Simmons. It'll keep it. The quarterback rolling off his right side.
Trying for the first down and a fumble. Oh, it's
the Eagles.
First down marker there, Mikey.
The Eagles do pick up that fumble there. I think Kennedy fumbled it and picked up his own fumble. First down their marker. They're down inside the red zone.
And it's good for
first down. The Vikings and the
first
horn.
Eagle.
Is the victory horn for the Eagles?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be an eagle?
I don't think so.
Well, it hurt the
7:28 to go here. And the clock, they're having problems with the clock. That's shorted out because of the rain. Under center to Simmons with a handoff. They do have a chance for another first down inside the 5-yard marker. Ball inside the red zone at about the 18-yard line, I think.
They moved it down. Now that was about a 3-yard run, taking it down to the 14 or the 14.5. Just inside the 15 there.
Second and 7.
Second 7, as you heard the announcer.
under 7 minutes to go and counting here in the third quarter. 30-0. K-Stole driving down the field. In the center is Kennedy. Makes a little bootleg run, looking down the field, looking for a receiver. He has one.
From earlier's missed touchdown through his hands. He got it back there, and he made it count. That is going to be their first points of the game for the Kaysville Eagles. Here deep in the game, we're almost halfway through this third quarter.
Third quarter, 30-6. Kaysville scores our first touchdown in this game in week 9 against the Akron Fargo Vikings. A touchdown pass from Kennedy to Chase Flowers.
Yes.
Let's see if they go for one or two here. More than like an 8-man, they'll go for two.
Kennedy.
And
he's under center. He looks to hold it, pitch it off there to Simmons, and the ball goes loose. It's going to be no good on that running attempt on the two-point conversion.
30-6, 6:50 to go here. Kaysville gets on the board. Two-point conversion denied. You're listening to AM 1340, WLEW.
On today's show, we're watching the human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This bean should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Welcome back to AM 1340. A little bit of an onside kick there, recovered by Tim Sable of the Vikings. The Kaysville Eagles get on the board first for their first score in the third quarter. However, the Vikings lead 30-6. The Kaysville will have to mount the monumental comeback for three touchdowns and a field goal.
Well, let's see. Let's let the Eagles defense have figured some things out at halftime.
Well, basically three touchdowns and 2-point conversions.
Right.
Mike D. Smith, along with Eddie Fury here. Pass intercepted by Kaysville Eagles, number 23 after the first play by Kyle Aldridge, and the Eagles getting the first big turnover or stop here
in
the second half coming out of halftime.
What did I say? Just 1 minute ago, the defense got to turn it up, get the pressure going, and that interception right there does a lot.
And the Eagles will take over in office.
They're going to take over at about the 37-yard line on their own side of the field.
Wow, they clearly woke up the Kaysville fans here also.
Yes, it does.
6:40 to go here to Kaysville Eagles. Getting the interception will take over an offense at about the 36-yard line. A handoff to Simmons up the middle. Gain of about a yard or two there after the handoff from Tommy Kennedy to QB.
We'll
30-6, 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. Things kind of simmer down here, just a little bit here.
So far.
Not too much rain falling at all, Mikey. Just a streak or two now.
So you're saying it's a nice sunny day, huh?
I hope the bosses don't mind. Maybe the equipment might have shorted out there. That's why we had the interruption of music. Under center, a fumble. And I think the Eagles have recovered their own fumble. Oh. Simmons did. At a while. At about the 35-yard line, a while. 5:47 to go.